sports, and other things on this Thursday, the third day of December. How are we today? Thumbs up from Hayden. How are you, Cameron?
I'm doing good. Got some awesome college football news, so I'm pumped.
We got awesome college football news?
For me, at least. I think it's awesome.
Oh, Coastal Carolina and BYU?
Yeah. It was already a big showdown and just got bigger.
I mean, that seems like a huge step up in talent for Coastal Carolina.
I agree.
But shout out to Jamie Chadwell for saying, hey, let's do it, I guess.
Yeah.
He's not running, which I guess he knows that, like, they don't have anything at stake, really. Like, they're not making the playoff.
Yeah.
And if he wins that game, hell, he might get to name his next job. That might, like, he might become a Power 5 coach if he wins that game.
Absolutely.
Or just looks the part. And they look ready to go.
Yep.
That has been one of the cool things, I guess, about the pandemic is that we have, you know, there's not very many cool things about the pandemic unless you are Jeff Bezos or, you know, Fauci.
Yeah, somebody profited.
But the one of the cool things has been college football just like, you know what, let's just throw a schedule together. Let's just get the games played.
Yeah, they're just last minute. Let's call somebody up. Let's see if they want to make something happen.
No planning stuff. 10 years in advance. Just, you got a free weekend, let's play.
And we should apologize to BYU. We criticize them for not scheduling for waiting for the right opponent. Coastal Carolina ranked team.
Do anything for you. A win over Washington means so much more than a win over Coastal Carolina. Come on. I mean, they can get to say, hey, we beat a ranked team, so you might be onto something there, Draven, in terms of just look at the resume. We beat another ranked team.
And it knocks them out of the whole, you know, non-Power 5 team up there at the top, fighting for a playoff spot.
I didn't see them BYU. I didn't see them lining up to try to schedule Cincinnati.
That's true.
Put Cincinnati on the schedule, cowards. If you really want to be the best Group 5 team, put Cincinnati up there. But I will say, yes, the BYU has properly played their hand to keep their undefeated streak. Because, I mean, as the spread came out on that?
Yes, it's BYU 9.5.
Okay. Yeah. 9.5. I mean, you guys have been the biggest Coastal Carolina fans this side of the beach. Like, you guys think BYU is winning this game, right?
Yeah, it's going to be ugly, I think.
Yeah, like, Coastal can score, but I don't think they'll be able to slow down BYU.
BYU's defense is pretty good, too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, BYU's offense, like, they've got bigger players and faster players. Like, I would imagine, like, the switch up in weight will... Yeah,
I could see, like, a 41-20 game or something.
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe, like, even, like, I could see 52-31 or something like that. I mean, I think Coastal will still be able to score. Maybe not, though, but, like... For Coastal, it's a showcase game. This is bigger than a bowl game you'll probably get to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the game at?
It's at Coastal still,
So, yeah, like, it's a – are they having fans there? They've had fans. I've seen some students.
Yeah, a little bit,
So, like, you know, that's probably better than a bowl game. And if you're BYU, it's an extra bowl game. Let's go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I doubt they'll have time to get out there and actually enjoy the beach and it's cold. But you get to at least travel across the country.
Play on a blue turf. It's not Boise.
The surf turf is what it's called.
The surf turf.
Splash.
Is there surfing in Myrtle Beach? I don't feel like the waves are big enough to surf. I'm not a surfer, but I feel like I've never seen
my memories of Myrtle Beach, no.
Okay. No way. I didn't think so.
Still sounds cool, though.
No, it does sound cool. But that is big football news, college football news for a couple reasons. One, like you said, Coastal Carolina gets a chance.
Yep.
But also... Hugh Freeze, season over.
Yeah. Yeah, they have COVID problems, so this was their last game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't believe they will play another game. I guess they can get a bowl game, but, like, you know, for Tennessee's and other coaches, other teams may be interested in hiring Hugh Freeze. His season does seem to be over, correct?
Yeah.
Liberty?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a conference championship for that. Well, are they independent or are they in a conference?
I think they're independent.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't play in a conference championship game.
Right.
So, yeah, they're about wrapped up.
So, you know, Hugh's season's done. If he were to start interviewing, now would be the time he could go and start interviewing. So that's big news, I guess, for a little bit. We had Vol calls last night.
Oh, boy.
And then, you know, a couple weeks ago we talked about how they only took one phone call.
Mm-hmm.
last night, I think you probably saw why they only took one phone call whenever you have someone getting past the goalie to ask Jeremy Pruitt when he's going to admit he's not a ball coach and head back to Alabama. To which, like, I think it did the opposite of what people, of what was his name, Phil? Yeah. What Phil wanted to accomplish.
Yeah.
Because it did not embarrass Jerry Pruitt. It actually made Jerry Pruitt seem pretty, like a sympathetic figure.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion. A couple of my friends I talked to were all kind of just like, that was a good answer. I feel kind of bad for Pruitt. And, like, kind of went into the thing, like, I like Pruitt. He's just not a good coach. Like, I wish it would work out here. I like him, which is probably true. Like, I liked Pruitt before the year, too. Now, I think the stress and the failures have weighed on him and have brought out the bad side. But, like, you humanized him to the point where people then felt bad that somebody would call and say that to him. So, if you were trying to embarrass him and, like, get him fired, you did kind of the opposite where people, you made him a sympathetic figure.
Yeah, absolutely. I did think that was a good answer on his end.
What do you say? Like, oh, I'm hard headed. I'm gonna keep trying, type of thing.
He's like, yeah, I'm trying to put a product. We're gonna keep working to try and put a product out there that you're proud of.
How about that?
I would like to have known what was going through Jerry Pruitt's mind.
I know.
I guarantee you, he was fuming after the show.
I mean, he had to know it was coming, right?
I don't know. It hasn't happened so far this year. I mean, he has to know that, like, it's a possibility. Like, I'm sure they talked about their little group text. I'm sure they talked about Will Muschamp getting asked about being a ski mask all-star. You boys, used to wear a ski mask on the field for how much money you're stealing from us. Like, I'm sure they had a laugh about that in the group text. So, sure, Pruitt probably thought it was possible. But like we talked about, Draven, like, it hasn't happened yet. And it's not like we're coming off a loss this week. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's you would think this week there'd be, like, more empathy. Or apathy, I guess I should say. More apathy. We had the empathy with the human, you know, the human moment of Pruitt, but you would have thought there'd been more apathy just in terms of, who cares, I'm not going to call in. After losing to Arkansas, that's one thing. After losing to the bye week, that's another.
Yeah.
What'd you think about Fulmer's comments as well?
Now, those are the ones that make you really scratch your head, right?
Yep.
Where Fulmer talks about how we're a better football team.
Yeah.
Than our record shows. And how we're close. And what was he say? We're closer through these 3 years than we are through Johnny Major's first 3 years. Is that what he said?
Yep. He compared their records to this point.
Johnny Major's won a national championship before he came to Tennessee.
I mean, that's what people pointed out. Was like, it's a little bit easier to be patient with a coach that's coming off of a national championship. And then you could still point out, like, in year three that, they had a winning record in year three.
But he did say, though, I really think we're a better football team than our record has shown.
I mean, is that a good thing? Is that a good way to, like, absolve Jerry Pruitt? Because I don't feel like it is. Like, if you tell me we're a better football team than our record is, I'm like, yeah, we are. We shouldn't be 2-6 or whatever we are, 2-5.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be that.
Reflects a little bit of coaching, wouldn't you say?
To me, that's an insult. And I don't think – I don't think Fulmer meant it that way. But I would like to ask a follow-up of, like, hey, if you think that we are better than our record shows, who do you attribute that to? Like, you can't just say bad luck. Because I know he said, like, turnovers. Turnovers and a couple bad breaks for a while. Like, turnovers come from who you're playing at quarterback and what you're doing at the quarterback position.
It's not like we're losing one possession games because of a crazy turnover in each game.
Yeah, it's one thing if, like you said, you're fumbling. Like, I thought Derek Dooley had bad luck his last year.
Yeah.
You lost a lot of one possession games against good teams. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, you should have fired Derek Dooley. I'm not making that case otherwise. But, like, you had an elite offense that would come up and then Tyler Bray would throw an interception or fumble.
Yeah.
And you would lose that game. You lost to Georgia and South Carolina back-to-back weeks that way. You lost to Mississippi State, like, on a – didn't we, like, drop a kickoff against Mississippi State? I think, like, the kickoff dropped in front of our guys and they recovered it, like, at the 20-yard line, if memory serves me correctly. Like, Dooley had some bad luck in year three. We lost a lot of close games as he was trying to save his job. That's a little different. Then what the hell is happening to Jeremy Pruitt? It ain't bad luck. So if you'd say you're a much better football team than your record shows, I would simply ask, well, why do you think that is, Phil? Why do you think this team is losing? Why do you think they haven't broken through? Bill Parcells said you are what your record says you are. Now, there's some truth to that, and there's some, you know, there's some shades of gray, and there's some, yeah, buts there, sure. But, like, you are a two-win football team. I don't care if you should be a six-win team. You're a two-win team.
Yep.
People who bet on Tennessee ain't getting their money back because you should have won the game. No, you cost us all money. You still owe me from Arkansas, Jerem. You still owe me some money from Arkansas, buddy. And the Kentucky game, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
You still owe me some ducats, Jerem. You too, Phil. I don't care if you're a much better. How big of a losing statement is that? We're the best 2-5 team in the country. Might as well have just said that.
Hate that.
We're 2-5, but yeah, we could easily be 3-4, guys. Easily.
Yeah, play with us.
Which isn't true, because like I said, there's no game that you just barely lost. It like, nope. Was a fluke. Like, you've gotten blown out everywhere. If anything, you could be a 1-win team if South Carolina recovers their and doesn't like have a muff punt. Like, you could be a 1-win team.
Yep.
That was the closest game of the year. You were on the right side of it.
Jeez,
and like you said, if we played Missouri again, I wouldn't like our chances if we played Missouri again.
Right. Especially with their quarterback. Yeah, like, you know. I mean, obviously now with the way the team has quit, now I still think you'd beat them week two if their quarterback plays the whole time just because you were a confident team that hadn't lost, like, hadn't been, your quarterback hadn't been gutted of his confidence. Mm-hmm. Like, the second half of Georgia broke this team. It did.
That's crazy. One second half completely just feels like it completely collapsed our season.
Well, you had your quarterback just make a couple of awful plays. I mean, that interception he threw on the blitz as he's trying to check down the running back was awful. The fumble's bad. And, you know, the team lost confidence. And then, of course, against Kentucky, you know the back-to-back pick sixes. I mean, that ended the season.
Yep.
We're off and running in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Putting up the cooler giveaway right meow on Fox Sports Knoxville's Twitter account. Just retweet and follow Cherokee Distributing for a chance to win this cooler. I'll post a picture on the tweet. It's coming out after the break. Made with only the finest flavors. With their brew pure process. Only 100 calories. Made pure. Please drink responsibly. We'll come back. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. That was Tennessee's big news of the day. Jerem handling ball calls. We had our first Wednesday 3:40 NFL game. What'd you guys think about it?
Sloppy.
First and last Wednesday 3:40 game, hopefully.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's the worst game of the year.
The worst game of the year?
That I've watched, yeah.
Okay, that you've watched. That's been on prime time, I mean. That everyone's had to watch. Well, truly there's been a worse game, but like you said, to have all the eyeballs on it, that might be hard-pressed to find one worse than that.
Didn't the Cowboys play the Eagles on a primetime slot this year?
That might have been with DiNucci. With DiNucci. That was DiNucci. The worst game. Yeah. DiNucci, that one was the worst. That one was definitely the worst.
What a backdoor cover by Trace McSorley, though. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Depends on which side of it you were on.
Yeah, that's true.
Draven, I saw a lot of people upset with, you know, a lot of people that took the Steelers.
Yep.
Saw a lot of people upset with that. We almost hit our same game parlay.
Yeah, sort of kind of. Shot.
Sort of kind of.
Looking good in the first
Claypool quarter.
Claypool
catches that touchdown, and Benny Snell doesn't get stopped at the one. We're in there.
I know. Which I didn't get that upset about Snell getting stopped at the one just because Claypool hadn't scored at that point.
Yeah, I knew.
But like, if Snell gets stopped at the one after Claypool had caught a touchdown, that'd have been pretty bad. But what do we think about the Steelers? Because they're 11-0.
Mm-hmm.
But you just said they played the worst game of the year. You just said that Trace McSorley backdoor covered them, which means they gave up a touchdown to Trace McSorley. Yeah. What do we think about them? 11-0. How good are they? I'm under the impression that they are good, not great, and losing their first playoff game. What say you?
That wouldn't surprise me. I don't think they're as good as the record shows for sure. But they've just been finding ways to win games. And I mean, yesterday was sloppy, and I don't know if it was them kind of coming in. It could have been them coming into the game like, you know, these are the Ravens' backups. Like, I don't know. But they did look like, I don't know. I don't know if they weren't concentrating or what, because the number of, like, drops and stuff, just, like, the little self-inflicted stuff was insane yesterday.
I don't think you can say, oh, we didn't take this game seriously when it's Steelers-Ravens, because we hear all year, every year,
yeah,
how much those two teams hate each other.
Fair enough, but then you also have, like, Tuitt tweeting out, like, ah, should be easy work today, boys, pad the stats.
He did say that.
It kind of seems like they're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a cruise control game.
Maybe, but that also could just be like, hey, we're twisting the knife a little bit on this Ravens team. Like, we are just going to try to rub their face in it. Like, yeah. to me, that'd be even worse if you come out here thinking it's going to be an easy game and that you guys are so much better than them and then you
struggle.
Couldn't. And, yeah, and you struggled. Like, it's... If you're out there for a stats game, that means you should be out there wanting to score as many points as possible, right? Like, not kick field goals and get stopped on fourth down.
Yeah, fair enough. But, yeah, though they were sloppy. And, yeah, I definitely think of the top few teams are definitely, I think, the most susceptible to getting beat come playoff time. So that offense worries me. Like, the defense is solid, but that offense looks sloppy and slow at times.
I mean, they were sloppy yesterday, but let's not forget they were supposed to play last Thursday. They had a whole week of just figuring out when they were going to play. It was supposed to be Sunday, and then it was going to be Tuesday, and then now it's Wednesday at 3:40. Like, I'm not going to sit there and bash on the Steelers for a little bit of a sloppy performance.
I mean, yeah, but you also had an extra week of rest. You also had a week of game planning, and you were playing RG3. And the Ravens moved the ball, like, outside the first pick six, which was awful, but RG3.
Knew it was
and the fumbled handoff on their first possession. Like, after that, like, the Steelers defense didn't bottle them up the way you thought they would. I mean, they didn't give a bunch of points. Don't get me wrong. They didn't give a bunch of points. But I thought that the – I don't know. I thought that I was more worried about the Steelers. The Steelers defense is good. I'm more worried about the Steelers offense.
Same, yeah. It just – I don't know. It looks just slow and they – I don't know. It was just so sloppy. The drops were – I could not understand why they were dropping it. Everybody was dropping it.
Yeah, and the play calling was kind of crazy. Well, they throw it three times at the goal line on their first possession
I think it's because they don't have a running back.
They got Snell.
It's because I think they don't have a running back.
whoa. Benny Snell runs hard. He ain't bad.
Benny Snell wasn't good enough for them to get the ball to. I mean, Benny Snell's not good. Benny Snell's not good.
He's decent.
And the run game's not good. Like, I won't even, like, make it about Benny Snell. They just don't have a good run game.
Well, I mean, when you throw it 51 times, I mean, you got to try to run the football some.
Well, are they throwing it 51 times because they don't have a run game? It would be my question. Like, they're using the short passing game as a run game, and I would say it's because they don't trust their run game. Because yesterday would have been a perfect game to, like, try to utilize
that. And just run some clock with your defense playing well. That's
especially
while
your wide receivers can't catch the ball.
Yeah.
No, they weren't running it a lot, and they weren't running it well even when they did.
And, I mean, keep in mind what happened to the Ravens the last time we saw them play a game. And that was at full strength.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw a fourth quarter where they couldn't stop Derrick Henry.
The last 2 weeks, the Patriots ran it right down their throats the week before that.
So it's like the Ravens' defense is really thriving in terms of run defense at the moment. So it worries me that they can't run the ball. And it worries me that Big Ben, I mean... I just don't trust him. When it comes to the playoffs, I'm not going to trust him. Am I alone in this? Like, you seem like you're still on board with him, Draven, that they're still one of the top AFC teams. Where do you rank them? Number two behind the Chiefs? Like, you acknowledge the Chiefs are better than them?
Yes, Chiefs are better than them. But they got to be number two. They're 11-0, and it's December. They're 11-0.
I know what their record is.
And they find ways to win. Yeah, they don't play great. They didn't play great against the Cowboys earlier. They've had an easier schedule, but they find ways to win.
They find ways to win. I'm just telling you from experience, I've lived this life. I lived this life in 2008. Go look at the 2008 Tennessee Titans schedule. Go look at it. I'll wait. Go look at it. Because I'm talking from experience. You can keep telling yourself you're 11-0 and act like it doesn't matter, but I've lived this life, and I see it coming, and I see the same thing from this offense that I saw from the Titans offense, and you were propped up by an elite defense, and you get to the playoffs, and then all of a sudden your old-ass quarterback, Kerry Collins, or Ben Roethlisberger, can't play. You're one injury away. Chris Johnson, the Ravens cheap shot at Chris Johnson nonstop. They finally bent him back and took his ankle out. And next thing you knew, you were one and done in the playoffs, losing 13-10 at home.
Big Ben is better than Kerry Collins, though. We can all acknowledge that, right?
Sure, sure. But is it a big enough difference to overcome that? Like, Titans started 10-0 that year. Mm-hmm. They didn't get to 11, but they got to 10-0. And it didn't matter. I'm just seeing like this a similar thing there. You're propped up by a defense with a razor thin, you know, the razor thin error margin of error on offense. That's going to be tough in the playoffs when everybody's pretty good.
Did the Titans rest everybody in that?
They did.
Last week.
They did. They did. Yes, they got beat by the Colts 23-0, but they were resting everybody. They were the one seed, had it locked up. Which, in hindsight, you rest and then had a bye week. You came out sloppy. Yeah. And, you know, but like I said, the Titans were better than the Ravens that year. Like, it was rookie Joe Flacco, but Chris Johnson got hurt. He was running all over them and got hurt because Ray Lewis and Ed Reed followed him backwards because they're dirty players. Well, Ray Lewis is a dirty player. Ed Reed's not dirty, but Ed Reed was just a part of it.
It's wild. They beat you by the same score y'all beat them earlier in the season.
Yep. Mm. Yep. And it was one of those games that you came out saying, we just did just enough to win. The Titans scored a touchdown with like a minute and a half left. Yeah. Let a touchdown drive to win that game, 13-10. And then you turn around and, a couple of unfortunate situations, a bad fumble, a bad fourth down decision to kick a field goal, and next thing you know, you're headed to the crib. That's how I feel about the Steelers team. Now, I think they can score more than 10 points in a playoff game.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know if they can score 24 points in a playoff game at this point. After what you saw from their offense, do you think they can do that without getting a defensive touchdown?
Probably not. That offense just doesn't look super, like, doesn't look super explosive. Like, Claypool has shown it at times, but also they don't really utilize the super downfield passing game as much. So,
what about you, Draven? Do you think they can score 24 points in a playoff game without a defensive touchdown?
Yeah, I think they can. I think they got enough weapons. I think we're judging this team way too much based on a game at 3:40 on a Wednesday. That's what I think.
We can feel free to peel back and go look at them the way they played against Garrett Gilbert too, if you want.
The Cowboys, by the way, Cowboys just played really good that game. Desperation.
But you also talked about how you got screwed. Now the refs cost you the game.
Well, I mean,
implying you should have beat 11-0.
And maybe that's all Pittsburgh. True, but I'm just saying, Pittsburgh, look at they blew out Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. They took care of business against the Jags just because of a couple of close games against the Ravens who are desperate and the Cowboys that are desperate.
Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. Listen to what you just said.
They blew them out, though. Yeah, the Jags and Bengals are good.
I don't care about what you did against the Bengals and Jaguars.
Well, that's who they're playing. They have okay. It's not their fault. They haven't had a very difficult schedule.
I'm not blaming them for being 11-0. I'm not talking about it. I'm simply talking about what they are as a team. I think we should look past what their record is and look at what they are as a team. That's all I'm simply saying. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. So you still think they're the second best team in the AFC?
Yeah. Who's better?
Kansas City is better.
Well, I mean, other than that, there's a second best team. Tennessee over them? They beat Tennessee.
I understand that. I understand they beat Tennessee. I understand they didn't look very good in the second half either, and when Jonathan Joseph wasn't getting targeted 30 times, it was a little bit different for their offense. I understand that, too, and I'm not making excuses. Yes, they beat the Titans. Do I think that will matter if they play in the playoffs? No, I think the Titans will win. I think the Titans will be better than they were when they played on that day. Because like I said, you won't have Jonathan Joseph on the field getting targeted 15 times and giving up 12 catches and 140 yards. Hopefully you won't miss a field goal with the game on the line. And, I mean, another point is like, you know, like they are 11-0. You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
They may be the one seed, which is going to give them a bye week. But outside of that, like, how do we think the playoffs are going to go when it comes to home field advantage? Like, weather, I think, matters.
Yeah.
But, like, I would say that the Steelers have one of the quarterbacks you don't want out in the cold in January this year. No, I mean, I know he's used to the cold, but he's also old.
I was about to say, he's been there.
I understand.
He's done it.
Well, he also hasn't won a playoff game in 3 years.
Yeah. And he didn't play at all last year.
He's also got 3 playoff wins this decade. Like, since 2010, they won the Super Bowl. Since then, they have 3 playoff wins.
Jeez.
Last time we saw Big Ben at home in the playoffs, do you remember what happened? I'll give you a second to think about it.
Oh, I do.
Hayden?
Did they lose to Jacksonville?
Yeah, Jacksonville came in and kicked their ass.
I thought.
So, like, I mean, I understand the whole concept of he's used to the cold, but I also understand, you know who else is used to the cold? Brett Favre. Remember what happened in 2008 when he had the home game in Green Bay? And Green Bay, the Giants came in there and said, okay, old man, you're too old to thrive out here against a good defense. Kind of the same thought. Now, it won't be as cold in Pittsburgh as it was in Green Bay that day. I still remember Tom Coughlin's face looking bright red, him looking like a lobster out there. Maybe I'm wrong about Pittsburgh, but mark it down. They won't win a playoff game.
Even if they get the one seed.
If they get the one seed, obviously they'll have a bye. Right. So, like, me saying they won't win a playoff game means they won't go to the AFC Championship. So,
right.
But, like, if they don't get a bye, they'll lose to a wild card team. If they get a bye, they will lose their second round game. Feel free to put it on the board if you want. Jot it down.
Hayden? Come on. What if they get the two seed and they play Cleveland in the first wild card round? You're telling me they're going to lose to Baker Mayfield and Cleveland in a home playoff game?
I think this Pittsburgh team stinks.
Stinks? Yeah. 11-0 in December, and it's so tough to win in the NFL in a pandemic year, and they stink. Am I missing something?
The pandemic helped them yesterday, good. Just for the record. Pandemic gave them a big boost yesterday.
It also hurt them when they lost their bye week earlier because of your Titans. Remember that? It goes both ways, but I'm just saying.
I mean, if you watched that game yesterday, they should have won that game by 40. RG3 could not get a first down. The only reason they scored the first touchdown, which is under protest anyway in my mind, was the drop punt.
Yeah,
they would not have scored that touchdown with that drop punt.
Talking about the Ravens?
Yeah.
What point are you trying to make here?
Yeah, you're defending Pittsburgh's defense.
Yeah, you're defending Pittsburgh here, I think. They threw the pick
six. Saying they should have beat them by 40 because the Ravens were so terrible.
I got you. Yeah. So if Pittsburgh just didn't make mistakes like that. If you muff a punt in the playoffs, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
If you make that error, you're going to lose. Most likely. Like, it's hard to overcome a special teams touchdown in the playoffs. Or, you know, they basically set up a touchdown there. Okay, so no board bet. Just checking.
No.
Come on, Hayden.
I think the Steelers are not very good, so I'm not going to bet on that.
We'll continue talking about the NFL after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Sorry, I was trying to get the podcast started. That's on me. My computer's been acting up. My whole mouse thing's not really working here.
You can never trust technology, can you?
I mean, I like technology. I appreciate it. But when it goes wrong, few things in life make me more angry.
Yeah.
Just something simple like my mouse not properly picking up the sensitivity and the movement I want to do.
Why is that? Why do we get so – because I do that. I get so frustrated when my stuff doesn't work. Is it just because we're so used to – it being as efficient as possible, or is it at that pace?
And because it's supposed to be as efficient as possible. So, like, I don't understand why it's not working.
That's true.
And I can't fix it. I just have to wait for it to decide to start working again.
Yeah, maybe that's the part. You just don't know how to fix it. So you just kind of got to deal with it.
You seemed a little surprised when I pointed out that Big Ben's only got 3 playoff wins the last decade.
Yeah, that is a little, especially with Pittsburgh, who has been pretty consistently in the playoffs.
I mean, they've been the second best AFC team the last decade.
Yeah. No doubt.
There's been New England and Pittsburgh. I mean, that's facts, right?
I mean, Kansas City's creeping up.
Well, I mean, Kansas City now, but, like, Kansas City wasn't that in the early 2010s. Like, no. I mean, Kansas City became really good in, like, 17 with Alex Smith. And then, obviously, Mahomes took them to another level in 8. And I would even say Kansas City was good in 16 when they won a playoff game and went to lose to New England.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would say Kansas City might be third, or maybe Baltimore at third. I don't know. Either way, to me, it's New England number one, Pittsburgh number two. Yet I told you that they only have 3 playoff wins the last decade. Some are saying Mike Tomlin is the Mark Rick of the NFL.
Ouch.
I mean, some are saying. Although he did win a national championship, or, he did win a championship, a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I really wanted the Cardinals to win that Super Bowl, too.
Oh, yeah, the underdog.
Larry Fitzgerald taking that one to the house. I was like, he deserves it.
Larry did deserve it.
He deserves it. He got it robbed from him by Santonio Holmes. So we're out on the board bet. You don't believe in the Steelers after
I'm all about it, but Hayden's got cold feet for some reason.
I mean, I do think the Titans are every bit as good, if not better, than Pittsburgh. And I do think Buffalo is every bit as good, if not better. I think if the Buffalo or Titans go to Pittsburgh, I would feel confident about Buffalo's teams winning.
I want to see Josh Allen win a playoff game.
That's
or
fine.
See him in a playoff game. Because last time he's in a playoff game, I don't know if you guys remember, but he's pitching it to nobody in the fourth quarter.
He played good for a half, and they came apart in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That is correct. Nas defense let him down, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there is, you know, Buffalo, I talk about playoff wins. Buffalo ain't got a playoff win this decade either.
Mm-mm.
So, well, you take Big Ben's three, I guess. But I would assume if they played, they would have already... It'd be in the second round where Buffalo's got them a playoff win. Maybe yep. Feeling better about themselves.
AFC playoffs are going to be crazy.
AFC playoffs are going to be great.
Yeah, a lot of good teams.
We'll see what, you know, I want to learn more about Cleveland this week. I hope that I don't learn anything too good about Cleveland this week in terms of them playing the Titans. But, like, if they play the Titans close or beat the Titans, I'll feel better about them as a legitimate team. Because Cleveland, you know, we've talked about their schedule all year. They just got to win a couple more easy games, and they are in the playoffs. It's going to be the Giants and the Jets, and they have 10 wins, and they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're cruising with their schedule.
Yeah, but we'll come in there, and we won't know anything about them, and we'll still be like Baker in the playoffs. This guy could either rise to the occasion, or he'll be exposed. Like, there'll be nowhere to hide for Baker in the playoffs. He beats up on bad teams. He beats up on the Bengals. He beats up on the Jaguars. Like, that's what he does. The Jaguars... And the Bengals ain't going to be in the playoffs.
Nope.
But he'll be going there with a good run game and maybe the best defensive player in the AFC and Myles Garrett. So, like, the Browns will be a team that, you know, have the potential to get hot, kind of like the Titans did last year. You could see Nick Chubb reeling off a type of postseason that Derrick Henry did. Now, not to the same level because he's not the king, but you could see Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt taking over playoff games.
Yeah, they could lean on the run game and... You know, stay in every game at least.
Like, if you watched, we're talking about Buffalo, right? If Buffalo and Cleveland match up, we saw Kansas City run down Buffalo's throats.
Yeah.
Now, granted, like, you can't stack the box against them because of Patrick Mahomes, but Buffalo hasn't been great against the run this year at times. Mm-hmm. You could see Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt just dominating that game.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett's, you know, causing a fumble on Josh Allen. That could happen.
I just think for every Josh Allen turnover, you get a Baker turnover. I don't know if I trust Baker there yet.
No, that's fine. I would probably pick Buffalo in that game, but I'm just saying like Cleveland is a team of that could get hot.
Yeah.
But outside of that, like they're the team I have the least amount of confidence in the playoff picture, I guess is what I'm saying. But even them being like the 7th seed potentially or the 7th best team, I would still think of them as dangerous was kind of the point I'm getting at.
Okay, yeah. I agree with that.
If that's your worst team, that's much better than last year's Pittsburgh team. Remember them who didn't have a quarterback, Duck Hodges? Like, that would have been your 7 seed last year.
And that would have been awful.
Right.
They wouldn't have scored in the playoffs.
Right. But you're going to have 7 teams this year, I think, that can all play. And that's what, you know, and that's with a good team getting left out of either the Ravens or the Colts or the Raiders.
Raiders got to be feeling sick right now. After that loss to the Falcons, that may end up costing them a playoff spot.
Love ruining that
one game.
The combination of choking, I won't call it choking, the combination of not being able to close out the Chiefs the week before, followed by, just laying a complete egg against the Falcons, that's going to really, really hurt them.
They have the tiebreaker over Baltimore right now, though. So right now they're sitting at 8.
What's the tiebreaker?
They have
better conference record, I guess?
Best win percentage in conference games, yeah.
Okay.
They're 4-3 compared to Baltimore's 4-5. So they got a little leeway there, too.
Baltimore probably shouldn't lose another conference game.
Yeah.
Like, Baltimore really probably shouldn't lose again the rest of the year.
Yeah.
If you look at their schedule, like, maybe at Cleveland. Maybe. But I would think Baltimore. Like, Baltimore's just kicked Cleveland. Cleveland beat them last year.
They should be 10-6 at worst, though. You would think.
Yeah, but that 10-6 at worst. Dallas at Cleveland, Jacksonville, Giants at Bengals. So, like, the Ravens should be able, like you said, to get to 10-6 at worst.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy how they went from being the team everybody thought was going to cruise this year to right now they're in the 9 spot.
Well, the real team that might be kicking themselves, it might be the Dolphins. Because I think if you actually look at it, they might be the odd team out, and that loss to Denver.
Oh, yeah, that one
hurts. Is going to be the reason why.
That one hurts.
They play the Bengals this week. They should win, get to 8-4. But then they go Chiefs. Probably going to lose that game.
Oof, yeah.
The Patriots, maybe you win, but the Patriots are playing better. I don't know what to make with the Patriots week in, week out. Like, are they giving up? Are they tanking? Are they going to try to win? Like, what the hell are they doing? They won a game with 80 yards passing, so I'm not going to like act like they're good now. And you would think that the Dolphins would be able to stop Cam Newton and also, like, you know, be able to move the ball on New England's defense. It isn't very good. But then they'll play at Vegas, at Buffalo. That Vegas game might be a elimination game.
Yeah.
In terms of tiebreakers and teams looking for a playoff spot. And then that at Buffalo game, if it's for the division, you would feel bad about it. If Buffalo has their seed locked up, maybe they rest their starters. If they are locked into like the 3 seed or 4 seed, maybe. But the Dolphins, they're going to really look back and be like, man, how do we lose? How do we blow that game against the Broncos? But like you said, Draven, the AFC playoff picture is going to be fun. At least until you get to the Chiefs. We'll see what they have in terms of, you know, ready for playoffs. Do they have another level? Do they have another gear? Because we kind of keep waiting for the other gear, the playoff gear, and we haven't gotten it. But yet everyone's still terrified of Kansas City. But when you really look at Kansas City, they haven't done anything overly impressive just yet. I mean, the way they were beating down Tampa Bay was impressive, but then they ended up winning by 3.
Yeah, they let them back in the game.
The game-winning touchdown drive against the Raiders was impressive, but you were down 3 with a minute and a half left. You let them go down the field to score the game-winning touchdown.
And it's the Raiders.
You beat the Panthers by 2. You beat up on the Jets. You beat up on Denver. The Buffalo game was kind of impressive just because you imposed your will on them running the ball on the ground. You just ran the ball. Picked up things you needed. You know, picked up first downs when you needed to. That was pretty impressive. You lost to Vegas. You beat the Patriots 26-10. That didn't have Cam Newton.
Oh, man, I would say, they didn't even have their quarterback in that game.
And the Patriots defense isn't good.
They literally got that pick 6, too, where the receiver just, like, dropped it through his hands.
Yes, I remember because I had the Patriots plus 10.5 points.
Same.
And, like, Brian Hoyer messed up the game management at the end of the half. They didn't score. Yeah, there was a fumble that should have been a touchdown that Belichick didn't even challenge. Like, it was a bad game. You beat New England, but you beat them by 16, and that was a Cam Newton-less New England team that kind of went toe-to-toe with you for a while.
Yeah.
You beat up Baltimore. That's the most impressive thing you've done so far.
That's their best win.
And we know that this Baltimore team isn't the Baltimore team of last year at this point. Nope. Like, in week three, it looked really important.
Yeah.
It looked like a statement win.
You thought those were the two teams that could be fighting for the one seed.
Right. And since then, we've seen, but Baltimore, pretty flawed.
Yep.
You beat the Chargers by 3 because Anthony Lynn didn't go for a first down on 4th and, like, short.
Yeah.
Like, you were down 10 points to the Chargers. In Justin Herbert's first start. And you beat the Texans in week 1. So, like, when you actually go through what the Chiefs have done, they haven't been overly impressive this year, but we keep waiting. And they're doing the thing, like Draven said, the Steelers are doing, which you win. So you don't question them when they win. Mm-hmm. They're 10-1, they're the Super Bowl champions, so they're every bit as dangerous as they were last year.
Yeah,
but, like I'm saying, if you look at what they've actually accomplished, it's beating Buffalo and Baltimore.
Yeah, they look way more beatable this year than they did down the stretch last year.
You think that's the case?
I think so. We've just seen more teams be able to play with them. They seem to just kind of run away from more teams last year, if I remember right.
What did the Chiefs do last year? What did they go, 10-6, 11-5 last year?
I think they still went 12-4.
No, they didn't go 12-4 because I believe, I mean, they might have, but I thought whenever the Titans beat them, it dropped them to 6-5 maybe. And then they won the rest of their games. I want to say, like, when Mahomes went out, he came back against the Titans.
They went 12-4.
They went 12-4? Okay.
Yeah, they had a rough stretch.
So what did the Titans game dropped them to 6-4? Okay.
Yeah, they went 2-1 when Moore was starting.
Yeah.
Lost one to Green Bay. They lost a couple. They lost one to the Colts and Texans.
Well, I think Moore only started 2 games. That Denver game, Mahomes, that's when he got hurt on.
Oh, okay, okay.
Then they beat Minnesota. They lost to Green Bay, beat Minnesota. Okay, so yeah, they lost to Tennessee and dropped down to 6-4. But at that point, you're like, oh, they might lose this division.
Yeah, but then they start.
And then they rolled off. They rolled off, 6 straight victories?
Yeah, like they barely beat the Chargers, but then they blew out the Raiders, beat New England, Blew out Denver, blew out Chicago.
Yeah.
Blew out Denver,
blew out Chicago, okay. Yeah, they did turn it on when Mahomes got in and got healthy.
Yeah, that's
now Mahomes, but Mahomes, though, if you look at Mahomes' stats in like the back stretch of the year after injury, like he
was cruise control.
Yeah, he wasn't really doing much. Like he topped out at 340 yards. Only one game over 300 yards after the Titans game.
He had like three games where he was under 200.
Right. Now, I don't know how much what they needed to do, but like, yeah, he was on cruise control.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting point, though. I don't know if I feel like they're more beatable or less beatable than I did last year. Because I remember going to Kansas City thinking the Titans were going to win.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And if the Titans play in Kansas City this year, I probably won't think we're going there to win.
Okay, fair enough.
Unless, like, Clowney becomes a monster and, like, maybe with no home field advantage. I don't know. But, like, I thought the Titans could beat the Chiefs last year. I don't know if I feel that way this year, but it's maybe just because I'll believe it when I see it with the Chiefs losing a game that matters.
Yeah.
Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. We'll be back on the other side. If you're looking for some action tonight, you said there's some college games, Hayden? Some college games
there's
ready?
Two college games tonight.
Two college games. What have we got?
Well, the late game is Air Force and Utah State. That's at 9:30 on the CBS Sports Network. Most people don't have that, so you got to get the app.
It's on what channel?
The CBS Sports Network.
Okay. I got that channel.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I got that
channel. Yeah, it's like kind of around FS1 around
that area. I think
it's more
popular now than it used to be.
Yeah,
I got that channel.
Yeah. And then also on CBS Sports Network at 6 o'clock is Louisiana Tech, North Texas.
Yeah, doubleheader.
Doubleheader. On the sports network.
Oh. Okay.
I'll probably stick with college basketball today.
Fair enough.
Well,
what do we got in college basketball? Anything in college basketball?
Not a bunch of great games. Boston College, Florida, maybe interesting.
Yeah, that's probably the best game.
I was
going to
check
that
one out.
Florida was able to turn it on a little bit. They were down at halftime to Army.
Yeah, they were struggling with Army for a while.
But then they turned it on, and Trey Mann had a good game, and they ended up beating Army. So that was good for them.
Yeah. UConn, USC.
Is UConn any good?
They're favored to beat USC, and USC's been solid. I don't know how good they actually are.
Okay.
But, you know, just big name brands, I guess.
I thought there was some pretty good college basketball last night. That Gonzaga-West Virginia game was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
Gonzaga's good, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I was wondering what the hell Mark Few was doing, though. Did you guys watch a lot of that game?
I saw a good bit of the first half.
Like, at one point you thought Jalen Suggs, the number six player in this recruiting class, All-American. I thought, like, you know, at some point people thought he tore his Achilles.
That's what it looked like. That's where he grabbed, too.
He was, like, jogging around in the tunnel and, like, limping severely. And it's like, okay, it's probably just a bad sprained ankle. And the next thing you know, they're bringing him back in the game. I'm like, what are you doing, Mark Few?
And he didn't do anything after he came back in.
He was just out there at least. Yeah. I mean, he's another good player, and like he was another threat. Like he didn't do much, but like, you know, they had it going offensively, and their big man Timmy finally started like making shots. Timmy.
And Andrew Nimhard too.
And Nimhard, the transfer from Florida, was really good. He took over when
Florida's
Suggs,
gonna be sick.
Yeah, he took over when Suggs went out. But I was just like, what are you doing, Mark Few? Gonzaga is the favorite to win the title this year, though.
Yeah.
They play Baylor on Saturday, right? I'm looking forward to that game more than any college football game happened this year.
Yeah. Baylor looked pretty good yesterday, too.
Baylor's,
once they hit their stride.
I was going to say, looked bad in the first half. I'm like, okay, Gonzaga's going to kill this team. But then all of a sudden you saw Baylor's athleticism, and then they started making some shots, and they blew Illinois out in that second half. And Baylor looks like a top-level team. I'm ready to watch them play Gonzaga. Now, I don't know if Jalen Suggs will be ready to go on Saturday, because sometimes when you sprain your ankle, the adrenaline can carry you through one game, and then it gets sore, and you don't want to push it. That game, but if it's one versus two, I'd imagine he'll want to play.
Yeah. What time's that game?
I don't know. But I want to watch it more than any college football game so far this year.
Yeah, that one should be fun. I am excited for that one. It's Saturday, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
If you're looking to get some action this weekend or tonight's college football games, you know who we recommend. FanDuel Sportsbook, and they're offering new users a risk-free first bet. Just sign up, use the promo code TALKSPORTS, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, place your first bet, and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. No strings attached. We call that a win-can't-lose. If you win, good. You keep the cash. If you lose, they'll give it back to you. Up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. I told you, just lay Florida in the points. That should be your risk-free bet. Just do it. Cam, you almost gave us the same game parlay that came through yesterday. It was fun.
Oh, man.
It was fun. We rode close to the sun for a little bit after that Pittsburgh defensive touchdown, but we came up short.
Yeah.
To claim your risk-free bet, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Kind of putting a bow on the conversation with the, about the Steelers. How big do we think that Bud Dupree loss is?
Decent enough. It's pretty solid because that's been their bread and butter, basically, is like their defense and their pass rush. And makes it a lot easier when you only have to focus on one side of the line with T.J. Watt. So
yep, their strength has been having two of those guys.
Yeah, so you can use now you can just put a tight end on T.J. Watt's side, and it helps you a lot more than leaving one of those guys free to be one-on-one. So
that's a tough loss, but it's the NFL. We all know that. Next
contract year for Bud Dupree, too, so that's rough for him as well.
He was already on the franchise tag. In the past, we've seen Pittsburgh kind of try to do right by these guys, but a pass rush with torn ACL is a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a tough situation.
Sucks for him. Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. We'll kick it off with headlines. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.